man, what a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides?
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
It's Belly.
And it's Ashhole here. What's up?
Welcome back to another episode of
What a Time to Be Alive. Yes, we got it down that right time.
Yes. Woo! How you guys feeling today? You good? I'ma answer for y'all.
Good, we chilling.
Oh my goodness, please, please.
You know, I gotta answer for them because they're not here.
Right, you're right. I like doing the intros after.
Yeah. Because it's like,
it's better that way.
And then I feel like our mood is set.
Yeah.
So then we record the intro with that mood. Because most of the times, you remember how we used to have the intro? Hey guys, welcome to.
Yo.
And then we start talking, we get so happy. And then it's like, we listen back and it's like, yo, why we sound so sad?
Podcast, we don't even sound training number one, guys. Don't sound dead when you starting it. Because who's fucking going to want to listen to your...
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you today? And welcome to another episode. That was us, too. So
bad. You know what? It was also late at night. But honestly,
yeah,
but recording the intro at the end makes a difference.
Yeah. No, guys. That's a tip.
Right.
Quick quote, bro. Record your intros and outros at the end. Yeah. That shit, we keeping that.
If you find that your intro is a little too whack or a little too dry... You know, use the energy you have. Yeah, use the energy from the actual podcast, the episode,
mm-hmm.
to gear you to do the intro and outro.
Yep. I'm looking at my book right now, and I'm looking at all the things I be writing down. I'm gonna publish these books.
Notes.
Yeah, I'm gonna publish these books. I feel like this gonna be worth some money.
It will be.
This is my thought process.
It is worth right now.
Like, my little doodles and shit.
And
this is how I got to my billion. Like, I want people to know the growth process.
That is so smart. And you know what's crazy? I think so fast that I'm unable to, like keep put it down.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's important to, like, when you think about something, write it down. Because
that's...
It goes... My thoughts run a mile... was that a mile a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that literally from Christine. Like, I have to write it down. Like, if I have the urge to do something, I'm going to forget it.
Yeah.
If I don't write it down, either it's in my phone or on a piece of paper, I personally like the paper thing. I feel like it just gives me that classic vibe. Like, I always...
I do like what you're doing. I'm going to have to go...
I have, like, 6 of these type of books.
Can I get one?
Of course. Oh, no, not the actual book itself. I mean, like, books with mad notes in it. My fault.
I thought you got mad extra copies. I'm like, I'm gonna get a blank one.
This one is from Youth Assembly at the United Nations. Listen.
You know I have, like, 4 books at home, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Chatting. You're not going to go writing them.
I try. You know what I have? I have a book where it's like a mini memento book I started creating in college.
Oh, good.
So, for example, I think I showed you, like, I taped, like, the notes.
Like,
so she used to, like, send me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, when I went to Disneyland for the first time because I was, like, a big baby and I was like, oh, my God, I have to go.
You are never too old. Disney is for adults.
I saved the pass.
Yeah.
So it's all in there. So it's, like, a way of, like, seeing the moments and the journey.
Okay.
You know, I only have, like, 4 pages because I stopped, but I have a bunch of stuff saved.
Yeah.
And one day I'm going to sit down and just tape and add to the book.
No, that's
just
because,
like, I like when you look back years later going through stuff,
mm-hmm.
you really see where you are and see where you at. Oh, saying that reminds me. You see how you're writing stuff down? I told myself I'm going to start this week. I want to try video diary.
Oh, yeah,
because
vlogging.
I don't like writing. And like I said, I think too fast so that when I write, my words just don't keep up.
I feel like you said that you were going to do that while you was high
school. I did. And I started doing it.
Okay.
You know, but I just didn't make another one.
Okay.
But I want to be consistent. And since I'm already in this vibe and energy, I'm saying I'm going to start again.
Okay.
And be consistent this week.
Be consistent. And fully, I'm going to hold you accountable to that.
Yeah. Fully video.
But don't hate that shit. Don't keep doing it so much and then you're doing it and you don't like it.
But you know what? You're just talking into a phone.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, the hate won't come.
That's true.
But you never know. If not, I'll just switch to a different method.
Son.
Methods of getting it down.
I mean, writing stuff, it helps. But I feel like taking pictures, recording, it's just like motivation, too. You can always refer back to it. Just keeping a log
video,
of what you need, what you wanted to do back then. Because this was from months ago. This is from 20, what was that, October?
Yeah.
That's from almost a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing. Like, I used to connect with this girl and she was the one who gave me the idea. She was like, when she saw some of the videos she recorded talking into the camera, she was just even looking at her, the way she, her face looks.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, like, I used to look like that 2 years ago. This is, like, you can see what you're going through sometimes is shown on your face and your expression.
That's true.
So for her watching that, watching that and then listening to her tone and what she was saying was like, whoa, my mindset was different. Like, it's just seeing that growth, you know? So I was like, you know what? That's really smart. I'm going to push myself to do it. And I am, because writing isn't for everybody, and I keep trying. Like, I always, like, I've always had this idea that this is, like, my ideal goal. I want to have an ottoman by the window, look out of the window, you know, put my foot up and write in my diary and get it out. That's look up for a Carrie minute.
Bradshaw OD! Shit.
No. You know that's my girl. Like, that, honestly, that's what I've been trying to do my entire life. And one, I could have never gotten an ottoman next to a window. I tried to do it. It was next to a building. Yep. So every time I looked out the window, I saw the trash.
Yep.
So that really wasn't giving me inspiration. But
you thought living in Brooklyn, New York.
Right, trying to be Moesha.
Yo.
But, you know, this video diary thing, hopefully it works. And I recommend and encourage everyone find a way of, like, expressing and just journaling and getting your ideas down. Business, just things you have to do. Even your to-do list. Like, I have some old to-do lists and I look back and I'm like, yo, did I even do that?
Right, exactly.
But it's good, you know. It's really good, like, finding a way to really get it out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, we started talking about your book.
Oh, no. I was just literally, like, looking into my book, like, wow. Like, this has everything in it. I'm selling it. That's just literally the first thought that came to my mind. I'm selling this book.
Right.
I'm keeping all these books and I'm selling it.
You should. As you should, you know? Like, as you should.
But I do want to ask you about job hunting right now. I feel like job hunting right now is, like, kind of hard for people. It's always been hard, of course. But seeing that you just went through it, I feel like you have a fresh take on it, a fresh perspective. Like, what are just some things that you feel like you did differently this time that you didn't do last time? Because not for nothing, my nigga, you landed the job pretty quickly. It was just like unemployed, employed. I was like, whoa, shit. All right. So I just wanted to, like, what did you do for that?
Honestly, I think it was just the different mindset, you know. The last time I didn't have such, like, a strict schedule for myself. I didn't put, like, a time or a deadline on myself.
Yeah.
My time and my deadline was, when I start walking again, I need a job. Okay. I need to make money again. Like, that's it. So I knew that I'm going to be walking within this time frame, within the next, after 2 months, I'm walking again.
Okay.
You know, so I had, like, a goal, a time frame, and, like, you know, I really visualized it. You know how they say SMART goals? SMART, what was it?
What is it?
Like, SMART goals. They're
effective, efficient.
Yeah, measurable, attainable.
Oh, all of it, like, that stuff. That's the acronym.
Yeah.
We don't know it. We're not smart.
Mind you, I should know that for my job. But but yeah, like, this time I really had, like, a set time frame. The last time I didn't, you know, it was like, I want to get a job by my birthday, but, you know, hopefully if I get one before.
It was more loose.
Yeah, you know.
I hope I get a job.
Yeah.
I should get a job.
And then I had a part-time job, too.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, at least I'm making some type of money. Yeah. You know, this time it was like, listen, I'm banking on the money I saved. After that, you know, I need to have that money coming in. I need to have that that income, that cash flow. So it was two different in terms of, like, my income then and there, and then in terms of goals. I also just started looking and applying before I could even walk, honestly. I would look at jobs on Indeed on the app for fun. You know, like, I was legit just, like, scrolling, like, I applied to jobs that's, like, I needed all these degrees. And I'm sorry if you are one of those people who checking through resumes and you see a resume that has nothing to do with the job and you're like, why'd you do that? You know, some of us do it just to give us, like, hope and, you know, make us feel good.
To be honest, I feel like that's, for me personally, when I'm hiring, I feel like I look for the creative stuff. If you can do this and this and have this certain set skills, you could probably do this job a little bit better or a little bit faster than the other person who only knows how to do one thing. Maybe. That's just my perspective.
But I didn't even have I didn't have my medical license. So where am I going?
I was
applying for an apprenticeship position. Oh, like, okay. I did a lot. But honestly, it was part of the process, and I liked that part. It was a part of me, like, what if, you know, like, what if I got to do this job? Or, you know, like, am I interested in this field? Like, am I interested in... So it was fun to apply to those jobs. Yeah, or just at least really looking at the applications, not just specifically... I wasn't... Sometimes I was specific on my search, and other times I allowed the search to go wherever it went, it took me.
Yeah.
You know, just because my mindset was, I want to get a new experience in a different field, or even in my same field, I need a new experience where I can say, you know, I've grown from this position. Yeah. You know, like, I have this new skill. Not saying that you can't do that, you know, anywhere, but it's just more for me, it was like, if I stay in this one field right now, because I'm in the mental health field right now, if I stay in this one field, I'll only know this field.
Yep.
I want to try a different field.
Yeah.
You know, so
expand
that...
Expand your horizons.
Exactly.
That's what the fuck the 20s are for, guys.
Exactly.
Please, don't feel like you have to stay in this one position.
Exactly.
And that's it. You are boxing yourself in and making yourself, like, ignorant to all the other things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably be a crocheter, a top-notch, high-end, $500-an-hour crocheter. And not know it. Like,
right.
Try things.
Right.
Try. That's, like,
right.
The biggest thing.
And that's funny you said that, because someone actually did, like, crocheted something for fun and put it on Twitter, and he got a business out of it. He was just some college kid.
I'm just...
It was overwhelming. His, like, orders were so overwhelming to the point where he was like, guys, like I'm in school.
Like,
I need
LOL,
a break.
Chill.
Like, you know,
I'm
not taking any
shop.
Orders.
Exactly.
He actually stopped because he's like, y'all are dragging it. Like, this was fun.
That's
you
what,
know?
But that's what
but
I'm
he
talking
learned.
About.
He, you know, he knew. And that's what I was doing with my job search. With my job search, I wasn't just saying, like, okay, I know I want to end up in the mental health field.
Yeah.
I was looking in everything. Like, I was looking because who says I can't, you know, get into this position? I may not be qualified, but like you said, going to interview, kill it. I'm great interview. On paper, I don't know how I am on paper, but in the interview, I feel like that's where I really, like,
shine
nail it.
Through.
Yeah, you know?
I feel like there should be more interviews. That should be, like, your
yeah.
main thing. Like, don't give me a resume, because I'm...
Right.
What am I going to do with this piece of paper?
Exactly.
I'm going to call the references, they're going to lie to me. Like, no, I want to
I might be the reference.
Exactly. Change your voice up. Like, show me what it really is.
Yeah, no. So that's what I did, and... I was just more proactive this time, honestly. You know, I was more proactive. I visualized me working. And, you know, there were times where I was low on it, but I visualized it. I visualized it and I did it. And I was laying in bed, I was eating, I was scrolling through Indeed. I made sure I always looked at all the jobs that was just uploaded.
Yeah.
I applied to jobs that was like, you know, they put it up months ago.
Yeah.
And I applied for them, but most of the times, because they have so many applications,
yeah.
The first hour... Those resumes are the ones they usually look at. And
of
that's
course.
A tip. You know, look for jobs that's, like, applied, posted an hour ago, posted 2 minutes ago, posted a day ago.
Because they need you.
Exactly.
They just put that shit
exactly.
up.
It's fresh. And what I also do, go to the actual website, because Indeed messes up sometimes. And, you know, it's a website. It's not human. It's not perfect. Where sometimes your resume doesn't translate the way, you know, you actually uploaded it.
True.
You know, and that can be for other job sites as well, you know? And not only Indeed I look at other sites, but I just realized a lot of them had the same jobs.
Yeah.
So I just stayed on Indeed. That was just a personal preference, but...
LinkedIn and Indeed, they have the same exact, like,
mm-hmm.
platforms and stuff.
LinkedIn,
so.
Indeed, Glassdoor, a lot of them are the same.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
should
yeah.
try Jobwell. That's for, like, black people. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know about that.
Yeah, Jobwell. It's literally specifically for black people.
Now they need a woman's one.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna see.
But what else did I do? Another tip, this I read but I didn't do. Let's say you have a dream job. Look at what they're requiring, copy, and then paste it on your resume and put it in white ink. And
white
then
ink?
Upload it.
What's so, that mean?
White ink so they don't see that you have their requirements. Because certain jobs have keywords that they look for in a resume. So now if you put it in white ink, they don't see that it's there.
But doesn't that take up space on the paper?
It's just, it looks like a blank page, and that can look like an error. Like, you know, sometimes when you're typing and you get a second page before you're on the second page, boom.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So you guys can try that.
Write that shit down, guys. That shit was wow.
You guys can try that.
Listen, keywords, like search engine optimization.
Yeah.
Serious. Like, literally, put it in white ink.
So copy and paste it, put it in white ink, and put it on your resume. And I promise you, your resume will light up like a Christmas tree because you have everything that they want because you copied it. Yep. You know?
From their requirements.
Exactly. And you know what? If they catch you, be like, yeah, I wanted the job that bad. And what?
How to go catch you? How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I wanted the job that bad. And what? Okay, you're going to hire me today or tomorrow?
No, you know, I but love
that's
that.
Another tip.
Listen, guys, by any means necessary, I love that energy. Like,
yeah,
I'm tired of people saying, oh, there's no jobs out there.
There are so many are freaking there no jobs.
Or did
so
you not look many adequate
jobs? So, and there's so many job fairs. So many. I was upset because I couldn't go because I couldn't walk. Listen, I applied for jobs, and I had literally 7 interviews lined up in 1 week, and I couldn't walk. Guys, I literally had a swollen foot after I came home from these interviews. I would walk into the interview smiling. Boy, I am crying on the inside. I walk out so slow because I'm trying not to show that I'm limping.
Yeah.
But that was just me saying, I want this job. Like, I'm going to get this job. I don't want to wait until I'm fully recovered because that's going to take months to now start saying, let me be serious about this.
Can I say something? I feel like that kind of pushed them towards you too. They see determination in you.
Yeah.
A lot of employees, if I'm sick, me personally, I'm lazy. I'm not coming. If my leg is hurt, I'm not coming. The fact that you got out of bed, came to them on a cast, it kind of pushed you a little further than
fresh
the next
the cast.
Person.
Yeah. Boy, my foot was, you know when you pop, you pop them Pillsbury dough and the little piece of bread start pushing out? That's how my foot looked in the flats.
Ooh.
They was just, it was so bad. I went home and then my mom was just like, you know, she's Trinidadian. You're trying too hard. I know you're pushing yourself. You should be laying in bed, you know? Like, she was coming at me because, like, I needed a massage after because, you know, I was limping and I was, like, stressed. But I
trucked yourself wherever God knows Manhattan.
Yeah.
From Long Island.
Like, literally every time she FaceTimed me, I'm in a business suit. What are you doing? Job interview. This is the second one or the third one. I don't know. But, you know, we going. And honestly, some of the interviews I went on were for jobs that I wasn't really interested in. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I took something back. You know, I improved
Absolutely.
My interview skills. And I did a couple of group interviews. I stole some of the answers for another interview.
Yep.
I was like, she got a good answer. I wrote it down on the side.
Ooh.
You know, and that's another thing. You do, like, everyone shies away from group interviews. That's your time to shine. That is your time to put yourself out there and show them why you're better than the rest. Instead of them forgetting who you are because they interviewed you last week,
mm-hmm.
they have you all in a room, and this is your time to say, okay, hire me.
Yeah.
You know?
And even if you're not outgoing, because there are some people that are shy, do what she said and take something away from that interview. Like, oh, her answer was really good. It got her noticed. Let me try to incorporate that in my next interview.
And if anything, follow up. Sometimes somebody thought of something I didn't think of. You know what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to follow up with what she said because I really agreed on it and I was really thinking about it. And I just made a joke like, haha, you got it before me. She didn't get it before me. She, like, I didn't know what she was talking about. But in the interview, your girl was killing it. I was like, I just wanted to follow up on what's your name? Amanda? What Amanda said, like, I really agreed because, and then I just expanded. That's another thing. Like, you know, sometimes when you're in an interview, expand on what the employer asks for or says. You know, you ask them a question is, do you have any questions about my resume? Is there anything about my resume that concerns you?
Yeah.
And you ask that because you don't want to leave that interview that of that job that you hopefully really want. And boom, you know, they have a question and they're not sure. Ask them then and there, is there anything that concerns you? And use that as your time to explain anything if you feel like you need to explain.
Right.
You know? Another thing, push. I always like to push growth and let them know you're interested in, you know, I always read their about and throw in a little fact on the interview.
Oh, she do research.
Like,
research.
Girl, that about is done in the car right before I'm, you know, it's right out the building. I'm always on my phone. Like, okay, let me read this. All
right,
okay.
right quick.
All right. Okay,
just to see what they
are. Right, okay.
All
right. So you guys, your mission is to empower people through connecting with music. All right. You know, and I really enjoy the fact that you guys are so big on connecting people with the music because it's so important.
Ooh.
You know?
As
and
the job hirer, I'm going to be like, nah, she know what the fuck
she's
saying.
Yeah, and they say it like, she did research on this company. You know?
Yeah,
like, these are things that
impress.
You got to do. Sometimes you don't have to put in 100, but you got to make it look like you put in 100.
Yes, that's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. Work smarter,
not harder.
Like,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wow.
But, you know, that's a couple tips for y'all or whatever.
Or whatever.
Y'all
got to
take it, but that's just me. Who
Stop.
Am I?
You dropped gems and just ended off with a disclaimer.
OD, I always put a disclaimer, guys, because no one will be coming after me saying I said. You heard me. You don't have to take it.
Right.
Velly ain't said, you know, say to go put the people's stuff on your resume. Yeah. It was an advice. It was a suggestion.
Shoot. If I'm applying to a job, that's what I'm
You better
do.
Copy and paste. Remember, white, guys. White. Don't be out here talking about, I'm going to just do black because, you know. No.
No.
White.
Please.
Your page is white. Put your words as white.
Right.
Boom. I think that's it for job tips. If I have anything else, I'll let you guys know.
I feel like I don't have, like, experience with, like, the applying to jobs. I haven't applied to a job in a really long time. But I just have tips for actually doing a job. Mm. Like, I do TaskRabbit. You guys know that's an app where you, like, personal assistant. You work for yourself. You make your own hours and you set your own, like, rate or whatever. People kind of take advantage of the fact that you do these odd jobs. And they try to add on to it. They try to, like, make you do something out of the scope of what you actually say you're going to do. Respect yourself and respect your time.
Exactly.
Because no one is about to make you do something because you do all these odd jobs. Like,
right.
Like, so I had one client hit me up saying, hey, could you come and help me pack or whatever? Now, the scope of the task is me helping you pack up and put and organize your boxes so you can move. You know, that's cool. You could do that. Shorty asked me to, like, clean up a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Put some pots in the whatever, whatever. You know, she seemed very nice. She seemed like she may have been a good tipper. So I was like, okay, let me try to help her out a little bit. She went above and beyond and said, could you now break down this bed? And wow. Could you, like, kind of, like, put this and then find a dumpster for it? And I was just like, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. That is out of the scope of what I'm supposed to be doing for you right now. If you would like, you can add that service for an extra fee. But moving and packing is what I'm here to do.
Exactly.
Please have respect for yourself and your time, especially if you are doing these things like working for yourself, doing odd jobs, running services for people. Because they will take advantage of you. Like, what?
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you ever go to Wendy's, right, and order something and ask them to help feed you? They'll look at you and be like, what? Excuse me? That's the same energy you need to have with yourself. Like,
yes.
Like, excuse me? And if you're asking for extra service or extra sauce or extra wherever, not Wendy's, because they do the free sauce.
Right.
But let's say McDonald's.
That'll be 25 cents.
Exactly. So put that same energy, because you know you go into those places and you know certain things you can't ask for. So put that same energy at that same level of value and respect on yourself.
Yeah, because your time is precious. You are getting paid by the hour for your time.
Exactly.
Or by, like, the bi-weekly for your time, the time that you put in, you know?
I don't care if you got paid 25 cents. You better put respect on that 25 cents.
Like, if you're a hairdresser and someone told you to come and do a wash and color, please charge them for certain things that are out of the scope of that.
Exactly.
These services that you're offering are important to other people. That's why they're paying you. That's why, because they can't do it themselves. You know, value yourself higher and don't let nobody take advantage of you.
Right.
That's my quick tip, because she was outrageous.
Yeah. and don't lower your value for anything. Like, think about it. These high-end retail, you know, brands.
Yep.
Are they ever on sale? Why would they go on sale?
No.
Like, why?
They have no problem telling you no.
Why would they go on sale? You like, let's say you meet someone, they were like, yeah, I got this Louis bag for, like, $200. It was, you know, because it was on sale. They look at you and be like, you're a liar. That's fake. Because now I know you're lying. You know? Have that same energy. Like, don't ever.
Don't devalue yourself.
Yeah, I have to, like, repeat it, because I feel like sometimes you think, and I've done it too, I think, you know, let me just lower my price, or let me just do this.
Nope.
Like, no, don't do that, because you know what?
My price is my price.
Somebody will buy it.
Somebody is buying it.
Exactly. And when someone, that one person buys it and see how much it's worth, word of mouth, spread it to somebody else. And they keep you at that value.
Like, yeah, she's expensive, but she's good.
And you know what's funny? Most of the times, when people say, you know what, I'm not going to get it because it's too expensive. Let's say the price goes up and everybody's getting it. They will get it then.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be like, wow, I could have gotten it then. Whatever, I'm going to get it now.
Exactly.
You know? So don't ever play. Don't play yourself. That's it.
That's it.
Don't play yourself.
And don't let nobody play you.
Right. That's it.
I'm done for
this. Hey, we done.
We could go on. I'ma chill.
We're good. Cause now we get angry at y'all for playing yourselves.
Yeah.
And y'all just sitting here listening.
Guys.
We mean that in the best way possible. Like, just really keep your, and that's just you in general, not even your business. That your business, and that extends to yourself. Like, hold yourself at a certain level. Like, whatever level you hold yourself at, don't allow anyone and anything to tell you that you're not at that level.
Yep.
You know, like, ever. You know, whatever you think that level is, you know, sometimes I think you can even go up a couple levels.
Yeah.
You know, doop, 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 boom, you 3 levels higher. You know, like, keep yourself at that level and do not allow anyone, anything, or any challenge to make you feel as if you are below.
Yep.
Or you less know, than. You and may be going through hard times. So what? Everyone goes through hard times. You know what? You may be dealing with a breakup, or you may be dealing with a loss of a job, or you may be dealing with stress with family or friends, or whatever the case may be, or your business is just not doing it right now. You're trying, you're putting all into your business, it's not coming out the way you want it to, you're getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. Don't give up, and don't devalue yourself. Do not, because you know why? Like I said, someone else will pay that worth. And every time, there's like a season for everything, you know? There's a season. Don't ever. You think Louis Vuitton was Louis Vuitton when Louis Vuitton first started? All say right. that. Say that fast 3 times, first of all.
Right.
You know, like, Louis Vuitton was not where it was when it first started. Mm-hmm. So don't expect yourself to be Louis Vuitton now.
Yep.
You know, like, boo, you just started, you know? Don't ever, like, you know, and don't compare yourself. Please, guys, please stop comparing, you know, to where you are, your journey to someone else's. Because they can get there faster, but that's a different journey. You know, that's their own journey. So remember about your business. Your business is your journey. You know, this is your season. This may be a season of flourish, mm-hmm. which is great. This may be a season of growth. This is maybe a season where, you know, you're under the earth and you haven't sprung yet.
Yeah.
And that's A-okay. Just remember that you're not going to devalue yourself.
No.
You're not going to lower your price for anyone and anything. And
you're not going to box yourself in.
Don't box yourself in.
Be open-minded.
Yeah. Try and you're not going to be down forever.
Yep.
That's it.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode.
Yeah, this was really great yet again.
Shout out to our sound.
Hype Lab NYC in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, New York. Hype Lab, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day, guys.